with a 12-pounder. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ah, yes, thank you. It is 4:35 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Hardy Awards underway from out here at the Plano Center. We're just getting started. We presented the award for worst look to Big Dick Hunter and best look to Michael Irvin.
No, Dirk with hair.
Or Dirk with hair, I beg your pardon. Now, there have been a few awards given out prior to the ceremony. Should we do a couple of those
here? Yeah, let's do a couple of those.
All right. Prior to the ceremony this afternoon, there were a number of awards given out. One was for the biggest abandonment of the Atkins diet and hair highlights to alter appearance. That went to Gordon Keith.
Because last year he won best use of the Atkins diet and hair highlights to alter appearance.
Right, right. But that seems to have gone by the by this year.
You're saying his hair's gray and he's fat?
So congratulations to Gordon. Another award that was given out was for best booking of an indigent hotel. That went to Mark Friedman.
Yes. Frito.
Frito.
Congratulations.
Yes. For
Super
our lodging in Houston.
Right. Booked
right.
In the Taliban Inn.
Right. So, Frito, for booking us into the New Delhi Best Western, wins the 12-pounder of his own.
Right now.
All right, now let's get on with the next category. The next category we're giving out, Grego, is guaranteed to inspire a lot of controversy. This is the category of most likely to clog up an American standard. Now, I think you will note that most of the nominees here could at least loosely be described as men of size.
Right.
So here they are, the nominees for most likely to clog up an American standard. Big, strong Jeremy Moran. Jub-Jub.
Who won it last year.
Right. And he is a repeat nominee. Back for more this year, perhaps. Tommy Daniels.
Ooh, a late entry because he's a new hire. Again,
right.
For the fifth time, we hired him back.
Larry Allen.
We're never going to learn.
And Dale Hansen.
Oh, dear.
Wow. God. How do you pick a winner in this category?
Big, strong Jeremy, Jub-Jub, Tommy Daniels, Larry Allen, Dale Hansen. Grego?
And the 12-pounder goes to somewhat of an upset here, Tommy Daniels.
Wow.
Tommy Daniels.
Wow. So after just getting brought back, Tommy Daniels wins the 12-pounder for most likely to clog up an American standard. Unfortunately, Tommy couldn't be with us today. He is indisposed and we understand has been for the last 5 hours. However, here to accept his award is the former Stars great, Paul Cavallini. So thank him very much for showing up.
Congratulations, Tommy.
I did not vote for Tommy.
And you know what?
I didn't either.
2 weeks ago, Tommy wouldn't have been eligible.
That's right, but he is now.
Did you guys vote for him? You must have.
This is an upset.
Yeah, I don't tell how I vote.
No, I don't tell how I voted either.
My money was on.
I mean, it's in Danny's backpack. I can pretty much go get it right now.
Well, okay, if you want to, go ahead.
No,
but
our vote is done by Price Waterhouse.
Our vote is confidential.
Calculations.
That's right. Fisher Price.
That's right. Now, there was award presented in conjunction to the category of most likely to clog up an American standard. It was presented prior to the proceedings this afternoon. That was for the category of did clog up an American standard, and that award went to John Winchester.
Ah, squeaky.
John Winchester, who wowed us all on the 13th floor with the largest single poop unit any of us have ever seen.
That's a good award. That's a big. He deserved that award.
Yes, he did.
And I guess picking up his award would be Jethro Tull.
Yeah, Ian Anderson is here to pick up the award for John Winchester. All right, let's move on, Grego, to the category of biggest little buddy.
This is one of the big ones.
One of the ones we really always look forward to.
We're giving this away awful early, but I guess you give away best supporting actor.
You always
and actress,
do. You have to.
The first award.
I mean, we're trying to keep people.
Hold their attention.
Exactly.
Woo. Right. You gotta have something kind of big early in the show.
Yeah.
They have learned that at the Oscars over the years.
They learned it from us.
Right.
From the Arby's Awards.
So here are the nominees for Biggest Little Buddy: Michael Irvin, Rusty Greer.
Both big buddies, Mike. Go ahead.
Rafael Palmeiro. Bruce Litsky, Shaquille O'Neal, and Barry Switzer. Now, there are a number of previous winners in this category once again.
Rusty's a two-time winner.
Right.
Bruce Litsky's a winner.
Right. Well, Grego, would you like to do the honors?
I would. Oh, dear. A little controversy here. We have our first tie.
A tie. Wow.
12-pounder for the biggest little buddy this year goes to both Rusty Greer and Rafael Palmeiro.
All right.
Wow. Well,
both are deserving.
Very deserving.
Both are deserving. I know that we would like to have one winner in each category, but sometimes that's just not possible.
Sometimes you get a tie.
Sometimes you do get a tie.
And they're going to have to split that between a Ranger and an Oriole.
Yep, they are. Okay, so, unfortunately, neither Rusty nor Rafael could be here today to accept their awards.
But picking it up for them, former Ranger pitcher John Butcher.
John Butcher here to accept the awards for Rusty Greer and Rafael Palmeiro, biggest little buddy.
Are you sure that category wasn't asses who's you guys have kissed the most?
No.
No?
No, it's biggest little buddy.
Uh-huh. Pretty sure of that.
It says right there on the 12-pounder.
Yeah, all
right. Biggest little buddy.
I mean,
underline that.
About kissing anybody's ass.
We don't have to kiss any ass.
No, we really don't.
Okay.
All right, let's move on now into the category of biggest badass. Now, why don't you explain to everyone a little bit exactly what the criteria for this is, Grego?
Just a badass. Just somebody that's rough and tough and doesn't take any, off anybody.
You almost said it.
Almost did.
Guff.
And just someone that you really wouldn't want to mess with, someone that's always has your back. You know, if you walk into a bar with any of these people, if anybody starts any stuff, any kind of trouble, you know that they've always got your back. Just a badass.
Tear this place apart!
Like you.
All right, here are the nominees for Biggest Badass. There are four this year. Roy Williams, the cowboy great. Darren Woodson. Leroy Glover, and Bill Guerin.
Three cowboys.
And a star.
Three cowboys and a star. What does that say about the Rangers and the Mavericks? Are they void of badasses?
Yes, they are.
Could be.
All right, Grego, would you like to do the honors again?
I would. And yet again, for the second consecutive category, we've got another tie.
Whoa, another tie.
And I'll tell you what we're going to do here, Ron. So we're going to keep this in the Cowboys secondary, because this is a tie between Roy Williams and Darren Woodson.
Roy Williams and Darren Woodson.
Wow.
Each win the 12-pounder for...
Can you believe it, Corby?
Biggest badass.
I would like to accept the award for Roy.
Well,
he told me if he won that I'd be able to do that. He told me.
He has already designated someone to pick it up
for
him.
That's right, and that's someone who is picking it up for both of them is the former Cowboy great Dexter Klinkscale.
Hello, Corby.
So thanks to Dexter Klinkscale for being here to pick up the award.
One of these days, you're going to get this through your head.
What?
No matter how much you like OU, no matter how many Roy Williams jerseys you wear, he doesn't like you.
He loves me.
No, he doesn't.
He loves me.
You are not his lover.
By the way.
Ryan, he doesn't like Corby.
Oh, I know. He hates him.
He doesn't like you.
He hates him just like everybody else does. But that's why.
God. By the way, I wonder where he'll put the 12-pounder. Next to his national championship ring, next to his Jim Thorpe award, next to his Bronco Nagurski award. It's going to be a tough place.
He's right, Mike.
Yes, he is.
The screeching cobra.
Well, congratulations to Roy Williams and the great Darren Woodson winning the award for Biggest Badass. You know, Darren Woodson's a several-time nominee in that.
You know what? Darren Woodson
He's won it a time.
Darren Woodson has won this twice, I believe.
Maybe we should organize a fight between the two of them. Or a hitting contest.
You know, a wrestling match.
You know what? If those two gets in a fight, give me Darren Woodson.
Little old, buddy.
No.
Little old.
Just because you're old doesn't mean you can't take care of yourself. Would you like for me to come over there and prove that to you? Like a 44-year-old whooping your 34-year-old ass?
Yeah, Gus, let him prove that to you.
All right, and coming up next, we will have Bang to Hype Ratio Out of Whack and Bang to Hype Ratio In Line, as well as Nicest Guy. Those awards coming up next as the Hardys roll on here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.